Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare specialist, Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host, author, entrepreneur, and insurance broker. We come here every Sunday afternoon, 12:30 p.m. Eastern, half an hour of all things Medicare and the golden age, retirement, Social Security, all that good stuff. So this is episode 13 today, and the topic is things Medicare provides for free. So things Medicare provides for free, that's the topic we're going to delve into in the next couple segments. So I thought I would do this topic just because I have a lot of clients that maybe gripe about the cost of Medicare and the cost of premiums and premiums going up and not getting enough of a raise on their Social Security. So there's a lot of angst, you know, and just with the industry, just the cost of everything and how expensive healthcare can be, which it is. But we wanted to touch on some positive notes today and talk about a lot of things that are for free that original Medicare provides. Now, this is Medicare A and B, just the traditional Medicare program, the red, white, and blue card that everyone gets at age 65. So we're going to unpack all that in the next couple of segments. So if you're tuning in with us, again, my name is Justin Colvin. I own and operate the Medicare Help Desk. That's my insurance agency. We're an independent brokerage firm. We help clients every day with Medicare plans. So if you need help, this show is produced here locally in Tallahassee, but I have clients nationwide. We are a national firm in about 40 states. And so each day I am busy on the phone talking with customers, prospects about their supplement coverage, prescription plan. Hopefully we're able to lower their rates or improve benefits or both. We do a lot of ancillary things like dental and vision, cancer insurance, life insurance, annuities, retirement planning. So there's a lot in our scope of practice. Certainly happy to help you at any time. You can give us a call or text us if you have questions about the show or any content. Give us a call, 850-632-0033. Again, that's Justin Colvin, Medicare Help Desk, 850-632-0033. And our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. That's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. So housekeeping items, I just thought I would go over a couple things. For all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. So this Sunday's Mother's Day, so we do appreciate all the hard work that our mothers did. My mom was actually in town this weekend, both my parents, and so they were just spending some time.
Today is Mother's Day.
It is, indeed. Today is Mother's Day, so I stand corrected there again. Sometimes I get my dates crossed. Part of that, my wife and I just had a baby, so we had our daughter, Emma, was born on April 25th.
Congratulations. Let me find the round of applause. I kind of want to clap for you, man.
Yay. So part of this is my brain's been a little bit fried with a lack of sleep. More so my wife, since she's the one breastfeeding him, but still a lot of crying and not as much sleep. So my dates and stuff, you'll have to forgive me on some of that. So as we kind of get into the show, you know, as I mentioned, what things are free with Medicare? So let's kind of unpack some of that in this first segment. And there's a lot. There's actually a lot more than I thought. So it was kind of a good learning experience for me as I was preparing for the show and doing the research. First of all, I'll start off with just Medicare itself, Part A. So the Part A is an apple, which is the hospitalization portion, is technically free. Now, you do earn it, essentially, okay? You earn it through your work credits by working every day in employment, you pay into the Medicare system, right? And so you need 40 quarters of work history. So 40 quarters is essentially about 10 years. So all you have to do is work 10 years in the U.S. Full-time, okay, at some point in your lifetime. Doesn't mean you have to be all consistently together. Just 10 years of work history, right? Which is 40 quarters, what they call it. And you earn the rights to Medicare Part A, which is free. And that portion of Medicare Part A is the hospitalization portion. Part B is the medical side where your doctor's visits and labs and outpatient care, that kind of thing. Part A is inpatient hospitalization. So if you get admitted to a hospital, God forbid, when you stay overnight, that's a hospital benefit. That's what you're using. Other benefits that are in Part A that aren't often as used would be home health care. So if you're really sick, you need someone to come to your house, right? and kind of wait on you. So like a nurse would come and do vitals and give medications and maybe do some of the cleaning, lifting, that kind of thing. That's home health care. Also hospice, you know, God forbid, that'd be like end of life care, you know, just hospice care. So that's really Part A in a nutshell, but you do get that benefit. And a lot of seniors already have Part A and maybe still working, and they're going to get their Part B at some point in the future when they fully retire. And that's when, you know, full Medicare kind of kicks in. Now, Part B does have a cost. It's not free. It's not terribly expensive, but it carries $148 monthly premium, and that's what you pay for the B. But the A portion is free. There's zero cost to that. You just have to, you know, of course, work for it, and you get that benefit. So that's one item. Continuing on, there's the Welcome to Medicare Preventative Visit. All right. So this is kind of a very exhaustive visit, and this is only in the first year. So the first 12 months that you're on Medicare is this quote-unquote Welcome to Medicare Preventative Visit, right? So it's kind of like the full exam that most people think of like a physical, right? So you go in there, they do blood, urine sample, they're probably going to do an EKG, you know, height, weight, blood pressure, you know, a consultation with the doc or the physician's assistant, and that's free. And that's the first year. So it is like a full-blown physical with labs, what most of us are kind of used to. I'm getting ready to be scheduling that myself. I haven't seen a doc here locally in Tallahassee in a couple years, so I got to get on it. So I need to do my own non-Medicare visit. This is just for me personally, but I'm going to be doing a lot of these same things. Another one is the annual wellness visit. And so what that is similar but not as deep in scope. Okay, so an annual wellness visit would be every year thereafter, after the first year being on Medicare. You get this kind of like abbreviated visit, right? So there's no labs performed, like blood or urine. There's no EKG. But you do have, you know, traditional vitals, height, weight, blood pressure, consultation, and there's probably a few other things, but it's a more scaled down visit. And they just call it the yearly or annual wellness visit. That's also free, so that you can do every year, okay? And this is all part of just original Medicare, you know, what our tax dollars pay for. And then when you get this Part A benefit and you get on Medicare, these are other things that are included. A lot of these things are covered under Part B. So like the wellness visit and the preventative visit I just mentioned, once you do get your Medicare Part B as an employee benefit, then these would be benefits that you would access under that Part B benefit, which most seniors, when you fully retire and get full Medicare, you're going to have both A and B. But I'm just going to go through all these other items here. So another one is vaccines, right? So vaccines is very, very in vogue right now with COVID. COVID shot, good example, is free through Medicare. So there's no cost with that. Other vaccines that have no cost are hepatitis B, or Hep B for short, flu, and pneumonia. Now, I think they call pneumonia the monococcal or something like that. That's the technical term, but those are all at no cost through Medicare. One thing I do want to cover briefly is shingles. Shingles is not free. That is a more expensive vaccine. It has a couple of different dosages, or not dosages, but it's like a two-series shot, I believe. I've had some customers call. They were not happy about the cost of that, but that's, you know, I'm just the messenger. I don't determine these things. CMS, which is the Centers for Medicare, they determine how they're going to cover these items. So that shingles shot is usually covered under the Medicare Part D program, as in drugs, as your prescription plan. And it's usually a Tier 3 medication, so it can be a couple hundred bucks. I've had people, you know, they get told that by the pharmacist when they go to the pharmacy to get it, you know, performed, and they're like, whoa, wasn't expecting that. So they may hold off or may continue, but that's not free. Just make sure that's clear. The main ones I mentioned are, again, Hep B, flu, pneumonia, and, of course, the most recent one is the COVID shot. All right. So other thing I want to address here is men and women's reproductive health. So that's another option right there. There's a lot in there that is included with Medicare at no cost. So, for example, men, you have the colorectal screening, which could take on several different forms. There's a full colonoscopy. There is the flexible sigmoid, which is kind of like the minimal version. It's, you're not fully under for the colonoscopy. It's kind of like I had this done myself about 10 years ago. And you still do all the prep work, but it's more of an abbreviated version of the colonoscopy. You don't get put fully under. You're just local anesthetic, and they do a smaller version of the colonoscopy. But that's covered, a flexible sigmoid oscopy. The fecal blood test, all that kind of goes into that same category of the colorectal screening. So that's really good for screening for essentially colon cancer and polyps and things of that nature. There's a few other things I'm going to unpack in this men and women's reproductive health screening area. We're going to do that after the break. This is, again, Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. We'll pay some bills. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more information on Medicare. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast. This is Justin Colvin, your host. Today, we're unpacking all the things that Medicare provides for free. So, great information here for my listeners. Again, this is episode 13 of the Medicare Help Desk radio show. And the first segment, we kind of unpacked, again, a lot of the items that Medicare provides for free. And we're just talking about original Medicare, the good stuff, right? That's the red, white, and blue Medicare card. What everybody kind of receives when they enter the Medicare program. And so we hit a few of those items, and I was going to just, there's so many. As I was preparing for the show, there's a lot more in these this free category that's just provided, most of which is wellness-based, preventative-based, right, screenings, diagnostics, which makes sense. I mean, you want to encourage people to do these things, particularly seniors, because if they can catch something early, is the idea, right? Then they can treat that a lot cheaper. It'd be a lot less expensive and also a lot better healthcare outcomes. You know, people aren't going to get really sick and have major health problems if they can find something early and maybe put a stop to that problem. So I'm a big believer in essentially preventative medicine is what this is, right? You're, you know, doing the minimal things, the preventative things, which may be a little bit of a hassle sometimes, a little bit invasive, especially that colonoscopy, right? But the idea is it's designed to treat you early and uncover problems so that larger and more expensive and more invasive care is not necessary. And that's what we want best for our health, right? Any age, regardless if you're a senior or not. So as we kind of get into this, again, my name is Justin Colvin. I'm with the Medicare Help Desk. That's my firm that I own. The website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. That's www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. If you have questions or comments, you can call or text the show. Again, it's 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. So continuing on, we were kind of unpacking men and women's reproductive health and some of the tests and screenings that are in that category that have no cost, that are free. And the first one is just colorectal. I'll kind of retouch on that because we're in that in the first segment, but I'll expound on it. So there's three things that I've noticed. I just printed off a big list. I literally am reading off at a list here, Medicare.gov, okay, and all the preventative care that's covered and other services. And there's about 15 items. I won't be able to unpack all these today, but I'll try to get to as many as I can. We did cover some of them in the first segment. But within the reproductive health section for men, and this can be for women too, I don't think the frequency is as often, but women can, of course, have colonoscopies as well. They're just not typically performed as often as they are for men. But within the colorectal section, this is generally designed to uncover early stages of colon cancer. And colon cancer is extremely common in the U.S. So colonoscopy is the full procedure that they usually put you under. And you have the prep work you take to clean out your rectum, and then they do this colonoscopy where you're fully anesthetized, you're out, you know, and then That's how that's done, right? The minimal version of that where you're, and I've had this done personally, is that flexible sigmoidoscopy. That's not a full colonoscopy. They only go about halfway up the colon, not fully into the colon. The other one can get really all into like the large intestine. I mean, it's just winding all around there with a scope with a camera on it. So this is the minimal version. And then the fecal occult blood test, which kind of, I think you're looking for polyps or other things with that. So that's all kind of in that colorectal category, right? Also for men, there's prostate cancer screenings, and that's a big one as well. So a lot of men will have what's called a PSA test, and I believe it means prostate-specific antigen, some medical term, right? But they're looking for a number, and you don't want that number to be too high. It's actually on some of the applications I read, is it asks about this reading. The higher the reading, generally the more likely you might have prostate cancer, right? So this cancer screening will generate some type of number. So this is also part of that reproductive health and screening category, that it's a free screening. So for women, they have the breast cancer screening, which is typically a mammogram, right? And that's pretty common. A lot of them will have those every 3 or every 5 years or certain frequencies on that, but that's something specific to women. Also cervical and vaginal cancer, there's some screenings associated with that as well, pap smears being one of them. So these will be typically performed by an OBGYN. And so those costs, there's zero cost, right? Just, again, preventative stuff that Medicare wants to encourage you to do. Another one I didn't know about was sexually transmitted diseases, infections, okay, and counseling related to that, so which is kind of neat. So I'm just reading right here off Medicare.gov, sexually transmitted infections, screenings, and counselings. Very cool. So that's actually surprising, but, you know, there's quite a bit of incidence of STDs in certain populations within the senior market. I believe one of the highest rates in the state is in the Villages. And the Villages is known for like just a traditional retirement community. It's a lot of seniors, but many of them are single, actually. So they're actively at work up there. Continuing on with more of these screenings, there was quite a few that I'll list some of these here. There was one called the abdominal aortic aneurysm, right? So that's one there. And that aneurysm can be in other parts of the body, but I believe it is most common in the gut area. I've heard of customers or clients having a brain aneurysm, but essentially it's like a hardening of that main vessel, right? And so they have to kind of monitor that, and you don't want that to break or anything because it could cause a massive bleeding event. But that's performed. There's also one for alcohol and drug abuse. Okay, so there's screenings for that, counseling that's related to it. And then some of the big ones that you'll see, and these are very common, is diabetes screening tests. I mean, diabetes is a massive issue we have in America, right? And so a lot of folks that are just even, I mean, we have some of the highest diabetes rates even amongst teens now and, you know, adolescents that we've ever had. So, but with seniors, it's also very prevalent, just bad, a lot of times bad diet, not type 1, but mostly it's type 2, which is the lifestyle kind, and which is, you know, basically diet and exercise, but they do screenings related to this. I'd say I probably have it, all my clients, I bet it's a good a third to 40% are diabetic, right? So, and many of them may not be diabetic, but they could be pre-diabetic or may not even know it, right? Your sugar levels could be elevated, so it's important to get that done to help contribute to your overall health and kind of know in advance if your body has insulin resistance, but that's a test they do, okay? Further in that area would be cardiovascular screenings, which would be with the heart, right? So maybe testing for if there's high blood pressure or if there's a regular heartbeat, but they've got all kinds of different screenings within the cardiovascular system. And these are two big areas of health that a lot of people struggle with, is diabetes and heart. It's just very prevalent. So I would probably say those are two of the most important screenings. If I was going to be, you know, taking advantage of a lot of these preventative tests, I would definitely do those. Those are big ones, okay? And certainly the reproductive areas for both men and women, that's very important because a lot of the most common cancers today are prostate cancer, colon cancer, breast cancer, cervical cancer, right, which is the reproductive organs. So you want to make sure you do the proper screenings, and, hey, there's no cost to you. It may be a little bit uncomfortable. It may be a little bit invasive at the time, but just do it. I mean, it's for your overall health and everything. So you want to make sure you're taking the proper steps. Another one I thought was tobacco use cessation. So people that are looking to stop smoking, Medicare has a program. They have a counseling program set up. And I think that's quite interesting because, I mean, certainly there's some cost there. You're not going to pay it because Medicare has agreed to pay that. But they see the long-term benefits of someone stopping smoking because it does so much damage to the lungs and the respiratory system. So if they can pay a little bit of money to maybe help you curb a bad habit, right, then that's going to prevent the healthcare system from paying a lot more money when you get COPD and now you have to have inhalers and other, like, you know, chest x-rays. You may get lung cancer and have to go through treatment for that, possibly even a lung transplant. You know, that's way more expensive, right? You don't want that, and you don't want that for the patient. So the tobacco use, I've got not a ton of customers smoking. It's definitely come down a lot over the years. I think there's been so much education in that category, in that area. And so that's good. But for those that are still doing it, stop, you know, right? Or try to lean on friends and family, or take advantage of the cessation counseling that you have through Medicare at no cost. Another one is obesity behavior therapy. So we struggle with massive rates of obesity. Medicare has devoted money towards behavior therapy to modify maybe some of those actions that you're taking: overeating, eating late at night, eating too much sugar, certain things like that that contribute to weight gain, right? Nutrition therapy, that same kind of category is nutrition therapy services as well. Not only help people not eat as much and not eat as often, but hey, how about eat the right foods, right? Plants, plant-based diet, fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, lean meat and protein, staying out of the fried foods, little alcohol, etc. So I got more and more I could keep going, but we'll stop there for today. But there's just a lot of value with Medicare and a lot of things provided for free. So hopefully you got some tips in here, and hopefully you learned something new. Again, it's Justin Colvin with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast. We appreciate all our listeners out there. You have a great week. We'll see you next time.